Hey, let's do one on Sylvester, Sylvester, Longino, L-O-N-G-I-N-O. Mr. Longino is a 68-year-old gentleman seen today, 10/27/25, who's under hospice with primary diagnosis of stroke. Patient just got back from a two-week respite care on the 23rd. His wife feels very refreshed since she didn't have to take care of him 24/7. He has a history of quadriplegia, dysphagia, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, COPD, obstructive sleep apnea, BPH, contractures of the left side, post-CVA. He has definitely gotten worse as far as his eating is concerned, his weight's concerned, his ADL is concerned. He requires help with all ADL. He also has issues with orientation and confusion. He's oriented to person now. He has a PPS of 40%, FASD score of 6D. PPS of 30%, sorry, which has declined. He's not totally and completely bedbound. His wife must spoon feed him and also watch for aspiration, which he does frequently. He has decreased appetite, not interested in eating. High risk of developing decubitus ulcer with protein calorie malnutrition. His LMAC is now 20. Since his respite, RESPID care, this is down about 6.5 centimeters since admission period. He's at a high risk of aspiration pneumonia, even though he's spoon-fed, even though his liquids are adjusted to the right thickness. He has chronic constipation, which puts him at a high risk of aspiration and sepsis and death, period. Overall prognosis is quite poor for this gentleman. Given the natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. By the way, we had a long discussion with his wife regarding the most likely cause of death in folks of his stature, either sepsis, urinary tract infection, and or pneumonia. Patient states that she understands and she's willing to take what God gives him, in quotation. Thank you.